welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark. And thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. After Sunday's win over the Buffalo Bills, head coach Gary Kubiak answered questions from the media and started by talking about what turned things around in the second half for his Houston Texans ball club.
At halftime, you know, our defense had us in the game. That stop right before half was huge by Jock knocking that ball out. So, I mean, our defense had us still in position to win a football game. And I just told them offensively and special teams, well, I'll tell you exactly what I told them. I told them I was so disappointed, and I told them go out and play like they're capable of playing. I'll burn the first half of the film, so they're going to hold me to it. So that's what I told them. So a good chance I won't get to see the first half.
The Texans are now two games above 500, 8 games into the season. That's the best mark through 8 games in franchise history.
Well, obviously we've been digging. You know, we started off slow. Opening day had a rough day. We've been digging our way out of this thing, and we've got some issues as a team. You know, we've lost 2 starting guards. We lost tight end today. But the strength of the team, they're getting strong. I mean, they've got some confidence, and we got a long, long way to go. But at the halfway mark, we worked real hard and have ourselves in, you know, I guess the best position this franchise has been in. But, hey, it's about the long haul, so we just got to keep going and keep it in perspective and keep getting ready to go.
The Texans' defense did not allow any points after the intermission. Gary Kubiak was very, very impressed.
They were exceptional. Mark, they're gaining confidence in what they're doing. Frank's gaining confidence as a coordinator and calling the game week in and week out. And you're watching them grow up together. You know, is the way I'd probably keep answering the same way. And you can just see them coming together as a group and how they work, how they prepare. And it's special. And that second half was just tremendous. I don't know what we held them to in the second half, but there was not much there.
Quarterback Matt Schaub struggled at times in the early going, but ultimately he gets the W, and Kubiak was happy.
Yeah, I was, Dale. I told him after the 2 picks, I said, you know, when your team has a day like this or starts a day like this, there's only one player that bails them out, and that's a quarterback. So you got to let it go. You got to play lights out from here on out. And push this team to a win after a very bad start. And he's got that poise about him. He can let mistakes go, and very proud of how he handled the team.
The Texans were dealt severe blows when tight end Owen Daniels left the game with injury, and running back Steve Slayton went to the bench after fumbling away the football in the early going.
Well, yeah, Mark, that's, you know, if you're going to grow up in this league and you want to be a good football team and play with those top teams in this league, you have to understand you're going to go through adversity. And through adversity, teams get stronger, or they can go the other way. And today you saw a team lose a top soldier, and that was tough. And then Steve obviously putting the ball on the ground, and we went with Ryan, and Ryan got a chance in his career and took advantage of it. So it just, tells you about the character of the group, and they didn't make any excuses, and we played very poorly offensively and special teams in the first half, but the game's about winning, and they went and regrouped and played a tremendous second half.
Kubiak also commented on the loss of Owen Daniels.
It doesn't look good, John. I don't want to be a doctor here, but we're going to get him looked at as soon as we get home. But obviously they feel like he may have, done some damage. I better be careful. You know what I mean? But it does not look good right now, so we'll let you know tomorrow.